right, today's scripture comes from Matthew 25, verse 14. Again, it'll be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man who had 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and I hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvested where I had not sown and gathered where I had not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Merciful and loving God, we thank you for bringing us together today. We pray that you'll be glorified and that you will speak to us through the power of your Holy Spirit and transform us more and more, moment by moment, into your likeness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So each year, I tend to go shopping on Black Friday. I enjoy the sales. I love the energy. I enjoy seeing all the people out there who are excited like I am to be at Old Navy at 7 a.m. It's really, really fun. And a few of my favorite haunts, well, Old Navy, of course, and then I like to go to the Disney store. And as my kids are getting older, I go to the Disney store and I still feel like, you know, maybe I should be buying gifts for myself. You know, because I just love all the cute Disney stuff. And this year, my boys scored on some great new lightsabers that even my 15-year-old here is psyched about. So that was a very cool thing. So I've heard it said that to whom much is given, much is expected. Although in today's scripture, we see that to whom anything is given, much is expected. So, man number one. At once he went off and traded. He traded and made 5 more talents. The master said, well done, good and trustworthy servant. You've been trustworthy with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. He got 5 and made 5. 5 plus 5 is, thank you, Pastor Brian. Woohoo! Okay. Person number 2. Okay. He got 2 talents And he made two more talents. Master said the same thing. Good job, way to be awesome. 2 + 2 = 4. All right, the third one. The third one, he got one talent. He didn't know what to do. Couldn't think of anything, so he went digging. He dug a hole. And can you believe that he must not have told anyone about the hole? Or maybe, you know, it wasn't too messed up or something, and he put a nice rockery on it so nobody would know where that hole was. Do people put money in holes? It seems like a really odd thing to me, but maybe in that day it was somewhat normal. I don't know. Or maybe families had secret holes. Kids, don't tell your friends where our family hole is. Anyway. So, he said, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. Master replied, you wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I didn't sow and gathered where I didn't scatter? Then you ought to have invested the money with the bankers. And on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But for those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. The third man did nothing with his talent. He only hid it. This just doesn't make sense. He knows that he needs to be productive. So 1 - 1 =... So let's look deeper at man number 3. Knowing the ethics of the man, he hid his talent out of fear and concern. He was focused on fear, and he was not focused on faith. Since this is New Year's Eve, and we have a whole year ahead of us, let's break this down and let's think about this. We are being given a new year. This is a gift. We didn't earn it. It's a gift. He's giving us 365 days. So how will we invest that gift? Should we all get our shovels out as we walk out of the church today? Maybe an excavator. That might be more fun. Which one of the workers will we be in 2018? It's our choice. Let's first look at the fear that paralyzed man number 3. The fear actually made him completely ineffective. I once had a mentor of mine who said that fear, F-E-A-R, is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. That was his cliche for fear. And it really challenged me. It made me think, wow, maybe this is not real, all these things that are kind of holding me up in my life. Maybe they're actually false evidence. Maybe it's kind of fake. Maybe it's pretend. Maybe it's like a child thinking of monsters in the closet. Sometimes we just get so obsessed with negative potential outcomes. This makes us react in an overly protective way, become ultra, ultra, ultra conservative with our actions, and maybe we even dig a hole and put our money in it. And you know what? Sometimes fear can even stop us from stepping out in faith and doing what we're really, really called to do with our talent. And you know, that's almost exactly what the evil one wants us to do with our talent. The evil one wants us to be so obsessed with evil, with injustice, with fear, with the potential of war, with the tree falling on our house, with all those scary things, that we cannot step out in faith and we just don't do it. Faith is too scary when fear is in control. So think about it with me that maybe God is calling us out of fear in 2018. So looking at 2017, how did we fare? Did we accomplish a lot? Where did we get tripped up by fear? Galatians 5:22 says, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. The Holy Spirit in us gives us the greatest gifts of mercy and peace when we yield to the Holy Spirit in our relationships. We make the difficult decision to bolster others, and that can result in the fruit of the Spirit bearing witness in our lives. The victory may be self-control inside of us. Maybe it's faithfulness. Could be goodness. Could be patience. Yielding to the Holy Spirit in our lives brings great fruit. I'm reminded of Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Looking towards 2018, we hope for many things. May faith give us great assurance that we are headed for a God-ordained direction as we walk with Jesus Christ. May we believe God for great things this year and dare to step out in faith. The Bible says that man plans his way, but the Lord orders his steps. As we step out in faith, the plans of the Lord emerge. He will order your steps and show you his good and perfect will. God's grace surrounds us and helps us to embrace the merciful work of Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and it's not your own doing. It is the gift of God. In 2018, I challenge all of us to have regular church attendance. I think it's so important that we commit to being a part of a worshiping body, worshiping Christ, and learning from the Word on a regular basis. We are reminded in Romans 10:17, so faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. It builds our faith to come to worship, to listen to the word of God spoken and preached, Christian music, listening to Christian iPods in the car on the way to work, being in a Bible study if you're able, or praying with a friend. Psalm 56:3 says, O Most High, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. So today I say to man number 3, put your trust in God. 1 - 1 = 0. You've got this. You can trust God. You can do it. You can step out. You know, this reminds me of Indiana Jones. Because he had to put his blind trust in order to accomplish his mission. So in 2018, let's put all of our trust in him and let's step out in faith. And I have a little video clip that's going to illustrate what it is to really, 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 really trust God and to put our full weight on him.
Must hurry! Come quickly! must believe.
It takes a leap of faith sometimes to change the world, sometimes to accomplish our mission that we're called to do. We have to take uncomfortable steps. Romans 5, 3 through 5 says, "And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." 2018 is not going to be a walk in the park. We still have to go to work. We still have to turn in our homework assignments. We still have to study. We still have to get that car fixed. We still have to do those, you know, fix the roof on the house. Little things like that. It's not going to be easy. But we know we're growing through that, because in our sufferings we're going to have endurance, and endurance character, and character hope. These great things, and we're not going to get disappointed in our hope, because we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pressing on. And in that, we are going to grow and we are going to develop more and more and more into his likeness. 2018 is worth reaching for and striving after as the best year we've ever had. May we be strengthened by our faith. May we be encouraged by our Lord and lifted up by our church. God is watching over us. Psalms 32:8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you." God is with us. Jesus will not abandon us in 2018. He will provide for us in 2018. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will satisfy every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ." Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So let's make an investment. The Master is giving us every day and every second of 2018, he's giving us an opportunity. So let's use those days and seconds according to his will, and follow him and do what God would have us do. We're entrusted with something. Could be one talent, could be five. So let's pause and reflect what we've been given in 2018 coming up. What are some of the big things that are coming up? And just think about that for a moment. On Black Friday, I bought the cutest Mickey and Minnie Mouse. And I have to tell you, when I saw these, I just had to buy them for myself. And they are, and we had this session and staff Christmas party at our house, and Mark and Luke Gomez, this is their focus. They loved these things, and that blessed me, too, that they loved them, too. And on the foot it says, Disney Store 2017. And that's why I bought them, because for me, reflecting on this Christmas, I just really wanted to remember it, and I really wanted to cherish it and to reflect upon this year and remember what a blessing this year has been, and always have these precious friends to remind me of that. And my prayer is that in the coming year, that we'll all sneak in on Black Friday to the Disney store, metaphorically. You don't have to, but want to buy the 2018 Mickey and Minnie. That this will be a year that we'll have invested in kingdom priorities and in kingdom plans, and that we will see God and sense God at work in us, so that we'll want to remember this year and we'll want to look back on that. So as, why don't we move to the next slide? So in 2018, I brought a firework to church, and it's not a firework, it's from the dollar store. So I'm going to, once I read this, I'm actually going to see if I can make this work. So this could be like a big blast off into 2018. In 2018, we're given favor. In 2018, let's say goodbye to fear. In 2018, let's step out in faith. In 2018, let's make every day count. In 2018, let's take what we've got, take what we have got, and do the best with it. And I'm sure we all will together as a church and as a community. So let's see if this works. If not, Brian, you might need to come. Woo! Woohoo! 2018, may it be blessed.